By the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Because of a tough economy, store Santas are getting some extra training this Christmas season.
Santa is promising less these days. With the economy the way it is, Santa schools, like the one run by Susan Mesko of American Events, teaches Santa how to deflect the child's request for a big ticket item without causing disappointment.
Santas will talk about the spirit of the season. Of the things on this list, which of the things would you like most and which things would you like to share with other children?
Mesko says most kids have a realistic expectation of what gifts they'll receive, while some think of others, like asking Santa to help Dad find a job. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Lord may be about to work in mysterious ways in Cross Lanes, West Virginia. The Pink Pony, a former strip club, may be about to become a house of God. The Reverend Art Haig is trying to raise enough money to turn the place into a church and rehabilitation center. He says it was a haven of evil that can become a place of good. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof, and that roof belongs to Walmart, except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart, and while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better, Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. Can I help you?
Long list of people to shop for. First, I need...
a Patagonia down sweater.
Perfect. And then a pair of...
Sorel Joan of Arctic women's boots.
Love it. And also a...
REI Traverse 30 pack?
Huh, well, that takes care of me. Now onto my list.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. With expert help in-store and online, we offer 100% guaranteed satisfaction with every gift you buy. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back, and my co-host JP is here, and I'd like to welcome Monica Hart and also Randy Thompson to the set today. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Lady J.
How you doing? My gosh, I'm so happy you're still around.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you are, too.
Well, you know, we were afraid that Nevada Opera was running out of money and didn't have a chance of even doing another season. What happened?
We have a very generous community.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
They love it.
We did a Save the Opera campaign about 2 years ago. We needed $85,000. We raised $115,000.
Woo!
And
my
that
gosh.
Got us through a very rocky time in the 2009 range. And it's been rocky since. I mean, Monica can even talk about this. She's involved in opera in New York. But I think we've got 13 opera companies around the country that have gone out of business. Sacramento last year went dark. And I'm just so honored and proud to say that we are still performing this year. We're an opera company that's never gone black. We have performed every year for 44 years. I think we're in 44. Yeah, this is our 44th season. Start of our 44th season.
That's so great. And of course, Randy is the president and chair of Nevada Board of Directors for the Nevada Opera.
Yeah, just because nobody else, I think I went to the bathroom and they elected me.
They know you love it.
Yeah, well, I do. Yeah, it's funny because I really don't like opera. And all you people out there that are saying you really don't like, you know, I should say I like opera. I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
And Monica's, I know, daggering me now, going, oh my God. But it's just, it wouldn't necessarily be my first art form. And yet when I go to it, I can't help but crying and laughing.
And you appreciate it.
I appreciate it so much.
It's just fantastic.
And I want to live in a town that has an opera company.
I do too.
More than anything, I want to live in a town where I can say we got a really cool opera company.
Well, you've
saved
it is cool.
And we have some wonderful graduates of our program, from Dolores Zajac to Cammy Thompson. So we have some,
your sister, Cammy.
Yes. So I'm very proud of the history we have in our community.
It's excellent.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of the history that we have with the woman next to me today.
Yes, Monica Hart.
Yeah, who is the daughter of Ted and Dina Puffer that founded this company. And we're thrilled to have her come back. This is the first time she's actually worked for us as a stage director. So I want to welcome Monica to town.
Are you excited, Monica?
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited.
Wow. And you're a soprano. I mean,
you're a singer.
You do opera and everything the same. And you come from that line of opera singers, hey? I can't see you. Come here. What's going on here?
I actually, I grew up in this opera company.
Yeah, you did. Backstage, huh?
Yes, I did.
What's that feel like?
The growing up part or the coming back part?
All of it. The growing up part. Did you know that it was so special when you were backstage and your parents were involved?
I knew that we had a slightly different lifestyle than anybody else any of my little friends around. Didn't spend much time at school or anything like that. I just really spent most of my time in an opera rehearsal, and I kind of feel blessed
for
that.
So she didn't grow up. She grew up.
That's right.
My
nice.
Goodness.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Need you in our show.
Oh, don't even say that, Monica. Don't get him going.
That would be the end of it.
That would be totally the end. Well, how does it feel to be back home at the Nevada Opera Company?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
A lot of memories, yeah. And this is, I have to tell you, one of my very favorite operas. It's a perfect opera.
It's Amal?
It's Amal and the Night Visitors.
Okay, it's like two. It's a double dose. Yes.
Well, Amal and the Night Visitors is the first
the one.
Show,
and then the other one,
the Cammy Thompson Holiday Show.
Yeah.
Is the second act. Essentially, it's a two bill or two act
there.
Show.
That's what I was looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, Amal is only about a 45-minute opera.
Yep.
And we decided we couldn't just do that alone. And actually, we're going back a little bit to the roots that Dr. Puffer used to have.
You've got to have an intermission.
Oh, we have an intermission.
If you don't have an intermission at opera, you don't feel like you're getting your money's worth.
Yes. That's exactly right.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly right. So tell us a little bit about Amal.
Well, Amal is one of the first operas, maybe the first opera. It was written, Menotti wrote it to be televised. It was televised. And
very famous opera.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's just perfect. It's written, the lead role, Amal, can be done either by a young boy whose voice hasn't changed, or a girl whose voice hasn't changed, or by a young soprano, say 17, 18, 19 years old, in that range. It can be done by any one of those characters. So he wrote it very brilliantly for a youthful voice with brilliant vocal writing that supports that voice range. And then the rest of the voices are actually fairly dramatic, which is very interesting.
So tell us a little bit about what the story's about.
Well, Amal is a little crippled boy, and he lives with his mother, just the two of them, and it begins with him. He sees the star, and he tries to tell her about it, and she's not sure she believes him, and lo and behold, the kings come knocking on the door on their way, on their journey, and they end up staying with them for an evening, and
Sounds colorful.
It's colorful. It's beautiful. The music is spectacular. And it's a little miracle story. It's a Christmas miracle story. It's really, really beautiful. And
now,
it's really a family show.
Yeah, how about the music?
Menotti's?
Yes.
Or it's very lyrical. It's funny. I was talking to I'm on the airport board, and I was talking to our lawyer the other day, and she goes, this is my all-time favorite opera. And I find that so odd that a 45-minute opera is somebody's favorite opera versus, La Traviata and Il Trovatore. So it's
Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, Samson.
That's a long one.
Or Wagner, like one of the gentlemen in your studio here was saying, oh, he likes Wagner. But it's a compact message, powerful show.
Is it in English?
It's in English.
Whoa, that's a switch.
It's a nice one. So yeah, so if you're starting to think about going into opera, this is a good one to come to because it is in English. And my favorite role actually is the mother, because the mother is so overwhelmed with having a crippled child. She's very poor, and she sees all the gold that the Magi have as they fall asleep, and she's so tempted to just take
steal it.
What could I do with that gold? That this child, who nobody even knows who this child is, what I could do with that gold versus giving it to some child. So So it's very powerful and touching. And she learns a heck of a lesson, too. I mean, and it is so much the gift of love.
And who are the performers?
Well, actually, we have two students that are students of Dolores Ijak. And Dolores started in this opera company.
Yes.
World internationally renowned. Is she a mezzo-soprano?
Yeah,
she's a
mezzo-soprano. Says here, mezzo.
And she has started her own, she has her own company. And she actually is letting us have two of her students, or I should say we're honored to hire two of her students.
Yeah.
So this year's theme is Coming Home. And I think Coming Home is has Monica coming home with us. And now we have Coming Home, Dolores Ijak's two students.
And then Cammy.
And Cammy coming home.
And then Cammy coming home.
So who's
the next
playing
part.
The little boy?
Who is playing the little boy? Is it one of Dolores' students?
No, it's Jade. It's a young girl by the name of Jade who's part of the Nevada Opera Youth Chorus.
Jade Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Grimes.
She's 12 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Wow, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. She's a talented little thing.
Oh, my goodness. She started singing very young, right?
Yeah, she's in our youth chorus. And, yeah, we have our full adult chorus and our full youth chorus in this production as well. And then we have the mother and one of the kings is coming from Dolores' school. And then we have a UNR student.
Yep, a young local talent.
And that's always wonderful. We love that.
The rest are all local talents.
Yeah.
So we only actually have three out of town, two out of town singers.
Okay, so this is next weekend.
Next weekend, next Friday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Just
Friday and Sunday.
Opera singers need a day off.
They do.
Especially in this high, dry climate.
Gosh,
even Cammy tells me, and Cammy, who grew up here, can always is bitching about this
she
weather.
She knows. Yeah, she had to dry out. It dries you out.
Yeah, so
it
Friday
really
at 7:30 at the Pioneer Center and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Okay,
and
we've
Cammy's
got
show is spectacular.
Oh, she's always spectacular. Yeah. We love her.
Cammy just, it's funny, we've done this show now.
And we always say, our very own Cammy.
That's
and
right.
We always say that. I mean, she lives in San Francisco now, but we always say, our own Cammy Thompson, because we're so proud of her.
We are. Well, and I'm, you know, and it was actually Monica's dad that got her the start really in singing, and she did a lot of the light theater
fan.
Productions.
Wow. Yeah. Do you see Cammy much? I mean, you're living in New York,
not
and she's in San Francisco.
Not as much as I see her as often as I can.
That's super. So I want to give away, we've got two pairs of tickets to the show.
Great.
For next Sunday, mm-hmm. for the matinee, which makes it good for people who have children. So we've got two pairs. If you want to go, 829-1920, Nevada Opera wants you to be their guest, so please call Sean. He's in there, 823-1920. Two pairs of tickets for next Sunday's matinee. If you'd like to go, be the first two to call on that. What time's the shows? On Friday.
On Friday, it's at 7:30.
7:30 and 2 on Sunday.
2 o'clock mm-hmm. on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
And the maestro does a pre-show, sort of what Laura Jackson does at the Philharmonic. So
that's great.
Damon
yeah.
Steven comes out. It's 45 minutes before the show, so it'll be at 6:45.
So get there early.
So get there a little early and hear about how Menotti wrote this, what the storyline's about. He'll go through some of the famous arias, and it's really a great way to understand the opera, especially if you've never been to an opera.
Dress up.
Dress up.
Oh, it's
it
a good time
is.
To
it's
dress
a holiday
up.
Time. Dress up.
Now, we see that the Nevada Opera is honoring our local troops mm-hmm. that have spent time in Afghanistan. Tell me about that, Randy.
Yeah, this was Cammy's idea. She ends her song with one of the classic Celebrate Me Home. And this year she was thinking because of the announcement that we're going to have all of our troops home from Iraq. She wanted to really emphasize that, and so we've actually reached out to the Nevada Air Guard and the Nevada Army Guard, and we are inviting them to come as our guests and bring their families, and we'll have some of them on stage during the song Celebrate Me Home.
Oh, it's going to make us all cry. I mean, is that what's going to happen?
I'm hoping I can get through this without crying.
I can do it.
But we're also going to have a very powerful PowerPoint presentation during that song.
Oh, Lord
have
mercy.
And just celebrating the fact that our troops have come home.
Yes.
It really is thing. And it's just sort of continuing on with our whole theme this season. It sort of just worked out that way, that we kind of got back to our roots. Part of the coming home is also going back to UNR, where Ted Puffer was the UNR mm-hmm. opera director and started Nevada Opera. Well, this year we've brought on Damon Stevens to be our artistic director. He's the director of opera at UNR. So we're really going back to our community, to our roots, and we're bringing people home like Monica that can come home and help us make it through. Again, it's still been a tough time out there.
Yes, it has. It still is.
Ticket sales are one-third of the price of your average opera company.
How much are tickets?
Tickets range from $29 to $59.
See, that's beautiful.
It's fairly reasonable.
I mean, that is a reasonable.
And we have a 10% discount for seniors and for students.
Yeah. Marvelous. How can they get their tickets?
The best way is to call the Pioneer box office, and I wish I had that phone number on me. Yeah.
Let me see. Do I have it here?
Or if you just go to
786-4046.
Oh, that would work too. Yes, the Opera. You can call the Opera.
Call the Opera.
786-4046.
They'll give you the number.
Yes. And then there's NevadaOpera.org. And you can also just go to the Pioneer Center and buy their tickets there.
Well, yeah, you can buy them online too.
Yeah,
I mean,
very
it's
easy
all
these days.
Super, super.
Yeah.
Gosh, Randy, thank you so much. Thank you for keeping Opera alive in Reno. We really appreciate you.
Well, thanks.
Wish you all the best for this. Thank you for joining us, Monica.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Okay, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. Still a pair of tickets to go if you'd like to go. 823-1920. Tickets to the Nevada Opera presentation of...
I'm all in
Coming Home.
Coming Home. There you go. A double whammy. There
a double whammy. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Monica. We'll be right back with Broadview.
1270. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Dish has removed KTVN and CBS from the Dish Network. When you signed up for Dish, you expected and received the local channels. Now Dish has taken away KTVN and your favorite CBS hit shows. But Dish doesn't care. They're continuing to charge you the same monthly fee. That's just not right. Here's what you do. Call Dish now. Demand that they give you what you're paying for. Also, ask them for a credit to your bill for the loss of KTVN and CBS programming. We hear Dish has granted credits to customers who complain, but only to those who complain. You can also call DirecTV, Charter, AT&T, or any other local cable provider. They offer great deals to Dish customers who are ready to switch. Don't risk missing the NFL and CBS hit primetime shows. Call Dish today at 800-823-4929 and visit KTVN.com for a list of alternative service providers. This message is paid for by Channel 2 KTVN, your local station for news, weather, and sports, and great CBS programming.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're having an auto loan blowout special. Finance or refinance with us today at rates as low as 2.98%, and we'll throw in no payments for 90 days. But hurry, this offer ends soon. See what else is new. Visit OneNevada.org today. One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you. Federally insured by the NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're waiving all points on mortgage loans. You can finance or refinance your home with us at rates as low as 4.25% fixed for 30 years. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit us online at OneNevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
1270 The Buzz is your home for San Francisco 49ers football. The 49ers have clinched the NFC West. Now the focus is earning the first round bye in the playoffs. Follow the journey on The Buzz every week with Coach Jim Harbaugh's thoughts during the pregame show, all the play-by-play action, and the inside scoop on how the game went down with post-game locker room interviews. Brought to you by Bill Pierce Motors BMW, Las Trojas Mexican Restaurant, DaVita Dialysis, Sierra Freightliner Sterling and Western Star, and your local neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill. The 49ers in Arizona meet Sunday at 12:05 on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Thank you once again to Randy Thompson and Monica Hart, who came to us for the Nevada Opera, going to do their performance of Amahl. And the Nevada Opera Chorus, the Youth Chorus, and Orchestra are then going to be joined on stage by Cammie Thompson for a rousing performance of a holiday favorites for the second half of the show. And we still have a pair of tickets, 823-1920, if you'd like to go to the